he loved to teach, and he had contact, of course, with people. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't good for him to be so isolated, you know, which he had probably would have resulted in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all this went on, and I think all this brought on what happened, you mm-hmm. know? That he was, because when he dropped dead at the college, which it happened at the college, you know, mm-hmm. he had in his pocket a letter which was addressed to Wesley Clausen, you know, and was again, you know, complaining mm-hmm. and arguing about the same thing, you know.
Geez.
And this went on and took his sleep away and all mm-hmm. this kind of thing, you know.
I see.
So this led then to the end. But he had finished the orchestration of the mm-hmm. second scene that he had done this summer, and it was almost like he took the pen and said, mm-hmm. ended it when fate took its hand.
Mm-hmm.
Before this happened, about a week before his death, there was a lecture by Sigmund Spaeth, who was a known musicologist.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Eric was that evening at the college. I went there and listened. It was like an invitation where you were invited to dinner by them, you know, and he was one of the invited guests, mm-hmm. which already pleased him quite a bit.
Yes.
And then he went and came and picked me up, and Spaeth was still there, and he went to greet him, and Spaeth greeted him so friendly and knew about him uh-huh. and everything, and it made him very happy.
Yes.
You know? Because he never knew how far his, you know, reputation
right.
had gone with all the things that went wrong. So he had slowly begun, really, to build up the mm-hmm. name and the reputation. And I'm sure that had he been allowed a longer life,
yes,
maybe only 5 years more would have made all the difference.
Right. As with Job, now he had finished the two acts, and significantly and almost symbolically, he had concluded Act Two with a gigantic fugue, one of his greatest fugues of all, and certainly a marvelous combination of counterpoint with drama. And he was about to switch the location to America, and unfortunately, Job was never performed, and to this day has not been performed. Two scenes were premiered with piano, I know, in 1957. How were those received?
Oh, very well. Whenever the music of Job was performed, it was made a very deep impression. I have one letter that I will show you. When it was performed in New York, the overture to him, he got a letter from the head of the then committee, you know, for the, you know, there was a refugee committee uh-huh. who had like a chairman of its music department, and they expressed their appreciation of this composition and how deeply it was felt and everything. And it was performed here at a concert, and there was a man there that held a speech that this was, so to say, a turning point in the history of music and things like this. They were so deeply in, but this country is so funny, you know, they say things like this and the next day it's forgotten.
Right.
And so if it doesn't follow up, you know,
by
somebody, you know, that is, you know, has contact to the outer world.
It's a shame, because this is really one of the major dramatic works of this century. But
and of course the Cossack dance was very often performed, but I suspect that this was more due to the fact that it was a shorter piece, you know, and they were looking for a shorter piece.
Right, and it's lively. And
And the deeper and more serious things were not as easily, you know, accepted.
And the basic tone of the work is tragic, and it demands a great deal of the listener, certainly a tremendous amount of concentration and amount of commitment. Well, plans were set afoot fairly quickly, weren't they, for a memorial concert then?
Yeah.
And
man, Dave Forrester, who had somehow had contacted Eric before, I don't know in what capacity, whether he took lessons from him or had just got to know him, and he said that he wanted very badly to make a memorial concert for Eric. And there was a, the president of the League of American Composers.
Oh.